Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. On the last day of the Illinois legislative session, Democrats passed a measure aimed at protecting immigrant students. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
The bill would prohibit schools from revealing a student's citizenship status to law enforcement without a proper warrant. Schools would also have to come up with policies on how to handle police trying to enter school grounds. An earlier version of the bill banned law enforcement from entering altogether. State Senator Karina Villa says she was motivated to carry the bill after the Trump administration lifted restrictions on immigration arrests at protected places, like schools. Villa chairs the Latino caucus. In a statement, she says growing up in an immigrant community, she remembers, quote, fearing that neighbors or even family would be taken away from us. Some law enforcement groups are opposed. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear an appeal to a challenge over Illinois' election law filed by a Southern Illinois congressman. The high court will determine if Republican Mike Bost and two others have standing to sue the Illinois State Board of Elections. They filed their lawsuit in 2022 alleging the state counting mail-in ballots 14 days after Election Day violated federal law. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago ruled last year that the plaintiffs lacked standing. The U.S. Supreme Court announced Monday that it will hear Bost's appeal in its next term, which starts in October. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed two bills into law that changes the protocols for election recounts and checking the citizenship status of voters. One measure puts county auditors in charge of the election recount process with oversight by the Secretary of State. Previously, candidates chose the members of the three-person board that conducts their election recount. The new law also only allows recounts when the election results are very close. The second measure requires election officials to use certain data sources to check the citizenship status of registered voters. The bill also bans ranked choice voting, which is not currently used in Iowa, but would make it easier to qualify as a major political party. Secretary of State Paul Pate says the new laws will strengthen and maintain Iowa's election integrity. They take effect on July 1st. Several Vietnamese companies have agreed to buy more U.S. agricultural products from Iowa and other Midwestern states. Yesterday's announcement comes weeks after a second round of trade negotiations in Washington, D.C. to avoid high tariffs on Vietnamese products. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer has details.
A Vietnamese delegation signed five memoranda of understanding with U.S. companies in Iowa's state capitol building. One of these included an agreement to buy $400 million worth of soybeans and meal from AGP, a farmer-owned cooperative. Half of its 10 processing plants are based in Iowa. Randy Miller is with the Iowa Soybean Association and U.S. Soybean Export Council.
Vietnam has grown to one of the most valued partners, and we don't take that for granted.
Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig says the MOUs signal an opportunity to grow markets in Vietnam and other Southeast Asian countries.
I would definitely categorize it as historic, and what we need to be seeing even more of.
Naig and other Iowa officials are planning a trade mission to Vietnam in November. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
A state lawmaker from Northwest Iowa says recent comments by U.S. Senator Joni Ernst gave him the final push to run for her seat in Congress. Representative J.D. Scholten, a Democrat from Sioux City, says Ernst disrespected Iowans when she said, "We're all going to die," in response to criticism of proposed Medicaid cuts at a town hall meeting last week. Ernst later posted a sarcastic apology video on social media. Scholten says he plans to fight for universal health care and to protect democracy from billionaires and special interest. He also says his challenge to longtime Congressman Steve King 5 years ago shows that he can compete.
I like our chances because I'm the only one who's ran for federal office. I'm the only one who's outperformed the top of the ticket in every single race I've ran. I currently represent a Trump district, and this year, 2026, is going to be similar to 2018. And in that year, I took a district Trump won by 27 and moved the needle 24 points, and we nearly knocked off King And King is now no longer in office because of the work we've done.
The only other Democrat who's announced their candidacy in the Senate race is Nathan Sage, a veteran and executive director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. John Deere has signed a multi-year extension to continue as title sponsor of the PGA's John Deere Classic in Silvis through 2030. Moline's tractor maker announced the news at the golf tournament's media day on Monday. This year's John Deere Classic runs from July 2nd through the 6th at the TCP Deere Run Golf Course in Silvis along the Rock River. This is WVIK News.